بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ٹائٹل از کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. عبد سلطان آخر ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. عبد سلطان آخر ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختر میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختر میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
دس بیوٹیفل بیان اب آنربل الاسر دادا شیخ عارف اللہ روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. حضرت دس ٹائٹل از سو بیوٹیفل کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. What great effect there was in the messengership and the nabuwat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made and what concern Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the entire ummah till the day of Qiyamah. That in his few moments, in other words, something that was regarded as impossible to change a nation that was lost in barbarism, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in such an effort that those people became the men of the world, Rijal, Allah Ta'ala says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That these are men that nothing does deter them from all the time be concerned of the Akhirat, and that is the day of Qiyamah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a short space of time, which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala beautifully mentions, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Oh, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we haven't sent you but as a mercy for the entire mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So Hazrat is explaining here that so beautifully Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made such an effort that Noor Sunnat hai qaul wa maqam mein kya tajalli thi tera tere bayan mein. That the Noor of the Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll find it throughout the world. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Nabuwat was basically approximately 23 years. And in that short space of time, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam transformed the whole nation into, that in a short time, Islam spread throughout the world. And till today, Islam is spreading, and the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is spreading throughout the world. And all the kufr nation trying to put out the light of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the light of Islam, which Allah Ta'ala says is impossible, they can never do that. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shows, يُرِيدُونَ أَيُّرْفِيُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. That they want to put off the light of Islam, the light of the Noor of the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all just what their propaganda machines, in other words, what their false news. So we should understand and realize, we should be following the beautiful message of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is directly Qur'ani Kareem, the word of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which is so true and so perfect, that all what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us over 1400 years ago, we find it clearly in our time. And we can see what is happening, which shows how true and how perfect our deen is. So we have to come back onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the promise Allah Ta'ala has made for the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah says, you don't have to lose hope, you don't have to grieve and think that the whole world is attacking the Muslim ummah. In reality, we have to become true believers. We have to become the true followers of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by obeying the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and be firm on what we have to do. And Allah Ta'ala, Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, to see and check myself, that particularly after the month of Ramadan Sharif, and this command was directly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how great it is for me and you. Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa aqimis salah. That Allah Ta'ala commands Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make tilawat of Qur'ani Kareem. After the month of Ramadan Sharif, how much tilawat am I making? Am I making my daily tilawat of Qur'ani Kareem? And that is besides our wazifa of Yasin Sharif and Surah Mulk, Surah Sajda. Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq, that inshallah we are doing it. But let us see. And then waqimis salah, to establish our salah. We have to cry tears of blood that Masjid al-Aqsa is closed. Over 200 namazes already is closed. But my effort and your effort should be that I must be more concerned of my salah wa jamaat in the first saf. And all of us should make an effort in our own environments and beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that bring at least 100% namazis in my area. And masjid in our areas, in our country, masjids are closed so quickly. The masjid should be open 24/7 and 24 hours. Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding. Hazrat says, wa kya tajalli thi tere bayami. What special effulgence, Allah Ta'ala, the Noor of Iman, when Allah put in the heart of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the one hand, first of all, used to make dua and cry for the ummah. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed on the message of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala made a transformation in the whole world. That abd-e-sulta kare hai ek saf mein, کیا اثر تھا رسالت کے شاہ میں. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed that those nations that they taught that we are superior to other nations, or certain people that taught that we are leaders and others are our slaves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly announced, لا فضل لعربين على جميعين ولا لعجمين على عربين إلا للتقوى. There's no virtue according to your lineage or according to whatever language you speak. It is only how much taqwa, that is how much you have iman in your heart, and all the time you worried that I must not break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huququllah, and then after that accordingly huququl ibad. This all will come in place when a person realizes that I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the king of both the worlds, Sayyidul Anbiya, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed that those people who once upon a time taught that we are the leaders and we are the honorable people, but how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort and showed that whether you are Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah will give you that honor. When Fatah Makkah took place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to stand on Kaaba Sharif and give the greatest dawah, the azan. So Allah ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding to realize that until we don't show respect to the azan, until we don't make an effort, myself, all of us, in our homes also, that five time namaz, what jamaat, and eager before azan, inshallah, we should try to be in the masjid. But at least, we should not miss our takbir e-ula. And Hazrat says, what an effort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that this, in a short space of time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummat will be the largest ummat that will enter and first into Jannah. We are so fortunate that we are the ummatis of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me myself ponder and think that do I appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is such a ni'mat. Allah ta'ala stresses, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِي وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Undoubtedly Allah ta'ala did the greatest favor to the believers. In fact, it's the greatest favor to the whole of mankind, whole of jinnat. But who will take heed? Those who really want to become the servants of Allah and the true honorable servants on the face of the earth, Allah ta'ala says, those who appreciated and came into Islam, what honor Allah ta'ala gave them, that you can never match in the history of mankind. Such men were produced in the short time, in the effort of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and till today we see the effects of the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Until the day of Qiyamah, that will remain our barometer. If we want to check our iman and we want to see whether we are on the right path, first of all, we have to be making dua all the time, begging Allah ta'ala, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Daily, we should, morning and evening, beg Allah ta'ala, keep us on the straight path. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the straight path is, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That path which I was on, that the path Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me with. The beautiful life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the embodiment of Qur'an-i Kareem, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will bring back the splendor of Islam. This will open all the masajids of the world. The enemies won't have even the guts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that particularly Allah ta'ala has blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this ummah with such rawb, such awe, that the kuffar, when they look at the believers, they will shiver. When they hear about Allahu Akbar, when they used to hear about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they used to fear and they used to shiver. Today myself, we have heard and we learned all these. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has foretold us, the time will come that all of them, the whole kuffar nation will get together and plot how to take away Islam from the face of the earth. They'll never able to do this. But myself, I have to check. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the reason for this, with this terrible disease that will be in my heart, that all of us must check, that the disease of wahan, that will become so weak and will become so afraid because our attention will be towards dunya. And this is the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, make a concerted effort in our homes also to recite Surah Al-Kahf. This is that surah that will bring and give us strength and make us realize that the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has promised dominance throughout till the day of Qiyamah, provided we become true believers. Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding. And then we find the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, farke kaale wa gore ka tune, kis tarah se mitaya jahami. That how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read all this type of the thinking that is according to your lineage, or according to your language, or according to your color or creed. This is your superiority. No, this is to recognize what is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentioned so beautifully, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa unsa. We have created you from one man and woman, our forefather Adam alayhi salam, and our great grandmother Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam. But then Allah ta'ala see the progeny that Allah brought into the world. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا لِتَعَارَفُوا. Allah ta'ala says, we made you into different nations, different tribes, different languages, different colors, different creed. Not that this gives you superiority, that I am white in complex, or I speak Arabic, whatever. All this to recognize the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah Rabbul Izzat? And Allah ta'ala is that great being who is ever loving. Allah ta'ala is wajibul wujud. And Allah ta'ala has sent us here for the short period in this part of our life, that now we have to be preparing for our everlasting abode. And that will start when Malakul Maut comes. And the short time we have to be holding the hands of the men of Allah ta'ala who are following on the path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then we find, Allahu Akbar, after the month of Ramadan Sharif, which was actually our preparation now, that a person is coming towards his end of his journey. And now Allah ta'ala gave us, all of us, tawfiq inshallah, that the month of Ramadan was here. What was the object and purpose? To inculcate taqwa, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the love of Allah ta'ala, all the time you worried, Allah ta'ala must not be unhappy with me. Immediately after Ramadan, Allah announces, Al-Hajj wa Ashhurun Ma'lumat. But when we see Surah Al-Hajj, how Allah ta'ala starts it, Ya ayyuhan nas, taqu rabbakum, inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. The greatest day in the Islamic calendar is the day of Arafah. And that Arafah depicts that now that you are standing on the day of Qiyamah. And what is going to be our condition? So after we, myself, all of us should think and ponder, how much of taqwa am I packing in my baggage? And this is actually, the hajjis are going for hajj, but is my heart connected to Kaaba Sharif now? And am I making dua that, Ya Allah, let the splendor of Islam rise again, and I must make an effort myself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on our journey, and we are on our journey to Akhirat. That is our real journey. And Allah ta'ala taught us, from the beginning, our year starts with Muharram, with honor, respect, dignity. In other words, the first 6 months, we should realize who we are, and love according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Correct our beliefs, etc. Connect ourselves to Allah ta'ala through our salah, which Allah gave the greatest gift. And Allah ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest position, Mi'raj. And we have got this great honor. And accordingly, when a person realizes this, now he's getting eager to meet Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala brings the month of Sha'ban. Particularly, take your spiritual bath. Get ready for the month of Ramadan. That is the time to connect ourselves strongly with Allah ta'ala, with Qur'an Kareem, with the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our salah. And then, now you are eager now to meet Allah. Allah announces, come to my house. Al-Hajj wa Ashhurun Ma'lumat. And we see the man of Allah, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, as our Shaykh taught us and teaches us, that when the moon of Eid is sighted, their minds immediately go. That it's not that now Ramadan is over, Allah save me, that we so to say out of a cage now, no more Taraweeh Salah, now I should be more eager, that I should be more early in the masjid. And now the man of Allah Ta'ala, even if they're not going bodily, but spiritually all the time they are connected, suna hai tere dar par tere aashiqon ka hujum hone wala hai. That Allah, you have announced, people are eager now, they want to meet you. You announce, come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So So Allah, if you give ijazat, this useless slave, and other Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and as we learn from our Shaykh and our Mashayikh, that how they cry to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala, let us also be there. And many pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, many people see them, in fact, in the form of Malaika, Allah Ta'ala's, the pious servants Allah are there. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that this is actually the cry which myself should be making, and all of us, that Allah Ta'ala will open all the masajids, provided I myself see how much am I worried, is my salah in order. And really, myself, I should be pondering our Shaykh and our Mashayikh stress over and over. But am I realizing that this is the last salah of my life now? This is the last moment. So Hazrat says that, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how you cleanse the world from any type of a person thinks that I am better than the next person. No. By Allah Ta'ala, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That those people who are the most honored are those who got the most taqwa. And the sign of taqwa is that we worried on the day of Qiyamah. When the friend of Allah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, is saying, wala tukhzini yawma yub'athun. And today we shouldn't be overtaken. People in the world say we all follow the Abrahamic accord. Ibrahim alayhi salam was worried, what's going to be my condition on the day of Qiyamah? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was that firm Muslim that stood firm after making such sacrifices. Allah Ta'ala announced to Ibrahim alayhi salam, is qala lahu rabbu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. When Allah said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, after passing severe tests, become a Muslim, who could be a better Muslim at that time? In other words, every moment I must realize and worry, am I getting truly connected to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances, wherever, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort on Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, wherever they went, they didn't worry of the environment, they didn't worry of the people, they knew that our success is not just in the announcement, but wherever I am, in jisfiza mein bhi rahu, jahan mein bhi rahu, hamesha taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paaband rahe. That I should be firm on the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala showed, ye tha teri ghulami ka sadqa, shani sultaniyat shutar baami. That Allah ta'ala showed, that those who became the true slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, they followed tooth and nail. And this is the only way to become the true beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That those that were ordinary, most of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were like shepherds. You looking after the sheep and goats and animals. But what Allah ta'ala made them. And even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they were humble personalities, looking after their animals. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that people that, so to say, loved in the stables, they became the kings of the world. And when they became the kings, their object and purpose was not to conquer land, to conquer the hearts of people, that how we become the obedient slaves of Allah. And peace and harmony can spread throughout the world. Then a person will not be scared to announce his Islam and show his Islam. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. And Hazrat further puts it so beautifully, jisne kaan the bichaye te dekha, gul badama tere bostame. That once upon a time, your own people, the Quraysh, who did not know the value of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although 40 years seeing the honor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truthfulness, the trustworthiness, but when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his nabuwat and kulu la ilaha illallah, that now say la ilaha illallah, there is nobody for us but Allah, a loving Allah who is there all the time, become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those same people, close family members, they used to throw thorns physically in the path of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cause harm to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, liyazu billah. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tolerated all that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through all these difficulties for me and you. Today, it is only the sadqa of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, until today, following the life of our pious elders, we'll have to go up to this, up this line, and all their sadqa, we find Islam is still spreading throughout the world. That those people who once upon a time exiled Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his own birthplace, and when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back and victorious in Makkah Sharif, all of them were worried, what's going to happen? But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back like a humble slave, putting his head down onto his camel, and so to say, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And when they saw what is going to happen to us, the kings, when they come, they overrule, then they cause harm and they cause havoc. These people were surprised. People like Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, now we take their names with great honor. The greatest node of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat Aqidah is that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the greatest wali after the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, can never reach the rank of the lowest Sahabi. Such were these great personalities and those who the true stones at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thorns in his path, they became the beautiful roses in the garden of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we take their name with great honor, respect, dignity. Just to take their name alone brings so much rahmat and barakat in our lives. And we can only reach and beg Allah Ta'ala to make us amongst that ummah that will enter Jannat without reckoning by following our righteous and pious servants. So Hazrat says, Yo chala tere naqshe qadam par, kaam raah hai wo dono jahan mein. That those who followed your footsteps, naqshe qadam, the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from morning till night, from birth till death, every aspect of our life Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Even how to relieve ourselves. So 24 hours we in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is done according to the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's the way of life, that is the only way of success. Not just to make an announcement that our success lies in the obedience of Allah. Myself, first of all, I have to be concerned. And do I talk about the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my home to our children and make them realize this is our way of life and the most beautiful way of life. And this will transform the world and this will bring all about the rahmat and the blessings in every masjid. And we should be worried and concerned. People who are exiled from their homes, but they are attached to Qur'an-i Kareem. And myself, we have all the luxuries. How much are we attached to Qur'an-i Kareem? How much are we talking of sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bringing alive consciously in my life and in all our lives? So Hazrat says, and the beautiful internationally famous poem of our Hazrat, Naqshe Qadam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka hai, Jannat ke raast. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milati sunnat ki raaste. Allah has sent us in this world for a short while to find Allah, to get connected to Allah. And the only way is the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are so fortunate Allah has brought us in this majlis of our Hazrat and our Mashaykh, which links right up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should remain firm on this path, beg Allah Ta'ala, and beg Allah Ta'ala never to make our hearts crooked at any time. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. And then Hazrat explains that how deen spread for the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what was the beautiful splendor of the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Islam grew. Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan. Aap the, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam the mehfil e ikhtiram. Hazrat explains that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that effort and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced ashabikan nujum, my sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are bright, but the stars of the sky cannot match the beauty of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Hazrat explains and gives a beautiful picture of the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that effort, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in your gathering, that very splendid masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are like that bright 14 full moon, which not the sun, the moon of this world cannot compare to the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the brightness and the tajalli of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam masjid used to take place, and like that, as it carried on until today, the people who follow in their footsteps, and Allah's shan and kindness, according to my weakness, the weakness of the ummah, accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made, that our arrangements, that we cannot get lost. We have to hold the hands of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautifully Hazrat said, Mahfili Akhtarame, Hazrat's beautiful honorable name also, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatul Alayh, that Hazrat was that also that bright star and that shining embodiment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Hazrat transferred in our Shaykh and our Mashaykh, and we are fortunate to be taking the name of our Hazrat, our Dada Shaykh and our Hazrat and our Mashaykh, and this is the only way Islam will come alive again. That we have to follow the beautiful stars of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and forget those people that are lost in this world. The word stars doesn't even, it's not right to attach it to anybody who's lost. Allah ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. Then Hazrat explains, oh our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is impossible. The whole world can get together and try and mention even an iota of your honor and your great position. It's impossible to mention it. Aapke shaane be intihaku, kis tarah lai akhtar baya mein. Hazrat takes his honorable name with great humbleness. Talking of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a poet says so beautifully, that by me mentioning the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, walakin madhat maqalati bi Muhammadan. That by mentioning our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, it's not that we have praised Nabi, it's impossible. But actually my words became beautiful and praiseworthy by mentioning our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding to realize that the ummah, glory will only come again when we come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we strengthen our iman by filling our masjid. Then Allah ta'ala has promised all the time Allah will give us that lofty position, provided we become the true followers of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and true believers. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulih al-Karim amma ba'd. Last week we were doing the Muslim social conduct from Hayatul Muslimin. So three important points were mentioned there. Consultation, mutual relationship and correct dealings. Some narrations will now be mentioned in this regard. Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, calmness in affairs is from Allah ta'ala and haste in affairs is from shaitan. So consultation, that is mashwara, impedes haste which leads to failure. By consulting with others, calmness is introduced into one's affairs. In such procrastination pertaining to worldly matters, there is worldly benefit as well as deeni benefit. Since the deen has stated the significance of procrastination in worldly matters. In worldly matters you don't have to hasten. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make mashwara with them, consult with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu in special matters. And when you have arrived at a decision after mashwara, irrespective of whether your decision confirms to the advice given or not, then have trust in Allah Ta'ala and proceed. Verily Allah Ta'ala loves those who rely on Him. The special matters refer to such affairs in regard to which no wahi and revelation has come from Allah Ta'ala, although they were important. Consultation has not been reported in regard to matters of trivial importance. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, the believers' affairs are decided by mutual consultation, by mashwara. The Quran Sharif praises the believers on account of the praiseworthy practice of mashwara, or consultation by means of which they decide their affairs. The significance of mashwara may be gauged from the fact that Allah Ta'ala ordered even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to consult with his sahaba regarding matters of importance. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consulted with the sahaba in regards to the battle of Badr. Hazrat Maimun radiallahu anhu raised that when no direction on an affair can be found in the Quran and Hadith, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would convene a gathering of intelligent and experienced men and consult with them. Note, it is not incumbent on the one who seeks advice or consults with others to act in accordance with the advice given. The episode of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's determination to wage war against those who refused to pay zakat is clear proof of this. In spite of all the people advising against the campaign, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu rejected their unanimous advices and acted in terms of his own decision. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that the consultants of Uzr Umar radiallahu anhu were ulama, young as well as elderly ulama. In the hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, when a brother seeks to consult, then give him advice. Thereafter, inshallah, some matters regarding mashara will be mentioned. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.